Today we're talking about a bank that won't let you withdraw your money. A bank where almost $100 million has vanished. Or has it? Because I've traced some of the missing funds, and I think some people are hiding the truth. Even worse, our regulators and safeguards may have failed us. Let me show you what I mean. Today we're talking to a bunch of people who found their money frozen in their bank last year. 6 months later, they started getting paid out, but some of the money is missing.
Welcome to the Discord Diner.
All right, let's start with the basics. What is your name and how much money did you have on your savings app?
Well, my name is Colin. My savings was $53,105.95.
How much are you getting back?
Not a single penny.
Hey, my name's Dave. I lost more than $70,000. The balance I received back from Evolve was $0.
Hi, my name is Benjamin Schwartz. I had $43,000 that I put into my savings account. I consider myself one of the luckier ones in the situation. I was offered $36,000 back. So I lost a total of $7,000 in the situation.
Hi, my name is Jamal. I have received a little over $6,000 back. I'm still owed $11,000. My wife has received $100 back of her $55,000.
Now, this was obviously surprising. People who had put their money in a savings account were told they don't actually have that amount. Instead, the bank told them, we're going to give you whatever we think you have. In some cases, it was pennies on the dollar, seemingly at random. And to explain this vicious game of financial Russian roulette, we're going to have to map out what's really going on here. All of the people you've been hearing from save their money in fintech companies like Yada, Juno, and others. Slick financial apps that are not banks, but took deposits while advertising FDIC insurance. They did this using a middleman called Synapse to connect them with a real bank called Evolve Bank and Trust, who was FDIC insured in the event of a bank failure. So FDIC insurance, which is an American program where banks are insured with up to $250,000 against bankruptcy failure, it doesn't apply here because a bank didn't fail. A middleman did. Theoretically, everyone's money should still be safely held at Evolve. But this is where our mystery begins, because as the bankruptcy carried on, Evolve said they didn't have all the customers' money. There was a giant gap between what Synapse said they had versus what Evolve did. According to the Wall Street Journal, up to $96 million might be missing. Evolve Bank claims they're not the problem. They literally don't have customers' money because they were told to send it to other banks like AMG and Lineage. Why? The story goes that in late 2023, Synapse wanted to diversify banks instead of relying on just one. So they set up relationships with other banks like AMG and Lineage to hold customers' money and diversify. Makes sense. Now, most customers weren't aware of this change because it was only noted in an opt-out email basis sent to customers, meaning if you didn't see it when it came through, your money may have been moved without you ever knowing or approving it. Normally, this wouldn't matter, and some fintechs like Yada even pitched it as a way to get increased FDIC insurance coverage, which, in hindsight, is ironic. But the effect is that everyone's money was shuffled around like a game of three-card Monty. Of course, Synapse, in theory, should have records of where all that money went, but Synapse is now in bankruptcy, and not everyone agrees with their numbers, specifically Evolve Bank and Trust, who says they don't have as much of the customer funds as Synapse says they do. To prove it, Evolve hired Incura Consulting to do their own reconciliation of the bank's balance sheet, and their numbers versus Synapse's numbers is what has created the gap. These results were given to customers on November 4th, the day before the presidential election. Always a pretty good day to hide bad news. That is, you don't have as much savings as you thought you had. Customers are understandably confused and angry. Whoever's fault this is, it's not theirs. So that's what we're trying to uncover. Where is this nearly $100 million of missing funds? Somebody has it, but everyone's saying it's not them. The other banks, AMG and Lineage, by the way, do not deny they had some of the money from Evolve, but they tend to agree with Synapse's version of the ledger and have already paid out based on that. Meanwhile, Evolve is also saying they've paid out their fair share, So we're stuck in this horrible situation where people are using different ledgers to say, oh, we fully paid out everyone. And some people are getting pennies on the dollar, seemingly at random.
My name is Max, and I have a little bit over $21,000 in a YOTA account.
How much is the bank going to give you back?
Evolve is going to give me $17 back out of those $21,000.
How does that feel? I mean, what is that like?
A slap in the face. It's an insult. Honestly, I would have rather them not giving me anything and say that they cannot proceed with the complete reconciliation that they initially intended to do than to give me scraps and then basically washing their hands with it.
My name is Piblar, and I put $20,000 into my YOTA savings account. After the reconciliation, Evolve has told me that they're going to offer me $700 out of that $20,000.
Insulting. It's insulting.
So my name is Corey, and I had about $34,000, a little over $34,000 left in my account at the time of everything being frozen. Well, they are giving me back $0 out of the $34,000 that I am supposed to have.
Now, with so much on the line, all of these banks have been desperately trying to put out their side of the story, with specifically Evolve's being the most different. And they've been sharing screenshots of hundreds of millions of dollars moving from their bank to these other banks, saying that they just don't have the money. Whereas Synapse's CEO, on the other hand, has been very vocal as well. Even one of the fintechs, YOTA, has sued Evolve. But at the end of the day, it's become a bit of a he said, she said, where everyone has their own numbers that they're using to say we're right, but it's hard to rely on anyone's word. So I wondered if we could trace the problem ourselves a little differently, not relying on any one source, but instead going to everyone, just asking questions and maybe finding some different threads to pull on that gives us insights. And this is where things got interesting. Little by little, I was able to get a bunch of internal emails and documents between these companies, even get detailed banking records. All of this showed big problems, but they had been brewing for much longer than I thought. Way before everything blew up in May of 2024, rewind the clocks back to when everyone's money was in one place at Evolve. And let's look at some internal documents that were sent to Synapse. It's September 25th, 2023. That's the day Evolve sent notice that Synapse had breached the Master Services Agreement by failing to fully fund the FBO account. By the way, FBO just means for benefit of. Plain English, it means it's the customer's account. The money people were putting into these fintechs wasn't fully funded by what was in the actual bank account per their agreement. That's what Evolve says. Evolve then demands $50 million in a reserve account to be filled within 2 days of the letter. They also notify Synapse that they're going to take $16 million from what is called the Synapse's fee account to hold it for end users, aka customers. Now understand, the fees, that just means the interest Synapse would have been paid on the cash they hold with Evolve. Synapse, of course, is a middleman, so a lot of that money they're going to make from interest is just passed on to fintechs like YOTA, who then in turn passes it on to customers. So if Synapse is short $16 million, that means YOTA and now a lot of people are short $16 million. Everyone's getting squeezed, but that's just the start of the problem. So you remember, Synapse owes $50 million in the next 2 days. But when it comes due, Synapse gets a termination letter from Evolve, and then they send their own email. Now, before we open this, understand, customers had no idea that their money might not be fully funded at the bank and were never notified of these problems. Everything you're about to hear is being whispered in emails right now. And what is being said, like deliberate misstatements, factual realities, potential harm, these are white-collar words for, hey, we think this is going to end a disaster, and we think you did it. But of course, nobody knows that yet, except for Synapse and Evolve. Synapse even seems to anticipate this would eventually go public because they write in their letter, we do not expect this response will prompt significant change, but we hope it will correct the record and provide factual transparency to those who may read your letters. Like us, for example. They're anticipating outside parties were going to come in and read all of these. Now, in here we find Synapse blaming the deficiency in the customer account on Evolve. They accuse Evolve of misappropriation of funds, a situation caused by Evolve itself. Synapse claims that 12 days prior, they had notified Evolve that Evolve was charging fees from customers' accounts that they shouldn't have. Basically, they were payment processor fees. The payment processor was called TabaPay. and this should not have been on the customer to pay it. According to Synapse, about $12 million in fees were charged to their customers. And Synapse says this $50 million like demand you guys gave us, that's retaliation for us telling you that you have been misappropriating these funds. Synapse then also highlights a $13 million account analysis charge that was also improperly taken from customers' money. So both sides are basically demanding tens of millions from each other. And we'll get to some concrete evidence in a moment, but I want to flag that for right now, Evolve, Synapse, the chilling realization is that whoever's right, this collapse began over a year ago. And more importantly, before the migration of funds out of Evolve Bank. Banking experts who have been watching this unfold, by the way, have commented on this. Jason Mikula is our fintech and banking resident expert. He agreed to help me get to the bottom of this. And here's what he told me.
In my mind, one of the biggest worst decisions was allowing this brokerage migration to take place, which is on both Synapse and Evolve, right?
Yeah.
Allowing that migration to take place when it would seem that everyone knew the records were not accurate and reliable and that there was a shortfall. Because that has really compounded the difficulty of trying to unwind this situation and understand what happened.
Exactly. Why would you shuffle everyone's money around to different banks if you hadn't sorted out where everyone's money was in the first place? This is the first question I brought to Evolve, the question of the shortfall. Evolve's position appears to be, oh, there's no shortfall of funds at Evolve, but that can't be true based on their September 2023 correspondence. They're the ones who said you didn't fully fund the account. There had to be a shortfall. Now, how big exactly it was is a little trickier to figure out. Not that I haven't tried. Remember, I do have a bunch of internal banking records from thousands of customers, which, by the way, I can't believe they didn't make me sign an NDA for or redact in any way, which I thought was incredibly irresponsible. Either way, essentially, I looked through everybody's, you know, bank records. It was monthly statements for Synapse's customers going back literally years at Evolve. And I used a couple of scripts to turn these PDFs into a database and queried it for certain fees. Now, I was able to reproduce some of Synapse's claims. It does appear true that Evolve seems to be charging a bunch of fees to customers' accounts that they really shouldn't have. And it does go back years. Let me repeat that because it's really important. Customers were being charged improper fees directly from their accounts that should not have been there. And to my understanding, those fees have never been repaid. Why didn't Synapse address this sooner? I don't know. It seems like they brought it up only in 2023 when this has been happening for like several years. I can't figure that out. But Evolve's position seems to be much harder to explain. They say that some of these fees were owed by Synapse. That was part of their master agreement. But I got a copy of that agreement and it seems like those fees like were put in place later. It's very confusing. But the point is, did the customers ever get their money back? I asked Evolve about this in an email and was sent Evolve's lawsuit with Yada. In it, they kind of appeared to admit in the lawsuit that there were improper fees, but maybe it was an administrative mistake. And specifically, that might be made up for by this reserve account, which they funded mostly using Synapse's money, which I think is funny. Quote, Evolve transferring over $35 million from the reserve to customer accounts. Later, they state they had up to $43 million in a reserve account by the end of 2023. It's worth emphasizing that while Evolve says there was never a shortfall, and even if there was, they had it covered, the reason Synapse went bankrupt is kind of because of the shortfall. According to the Wall Street Journal, Synapse tried to sell itself and neared a deal with Tabapay. But Tabapay walked away over a concern about the potential size of the shortfall, people familiar with the matter said. Now, yes, to those of you who have paid attention, Tabapay fees is part of the reason for all this disaster, and they also almost bought Synapse. Confusing, small world. The point is, how can Evolve say there's no shortfall, but everyone else seems to think that there is? Whether or not you believe this comes from improper fees that they took from customer accounts, I don't really care. The point is the chain of events here. Synapse notifies Evolve of missing funds. Evolve then says, okay, funds are deficient. Synapse, you owe $50 million to cover any possible liabilities. We're blaming it on you. And by the way, we're going to keep $16 million or so this month. Obviously, to make sure your customers get the money they're owed. Of course, this leaves Synapse and the fintechs that rely on it strapped for cash. Synapse reacts by moving a lot of their money outside of Evolve on an opt-out basis to other banks. But by this point, both parties, Evolve and Synapse, both know that there's a shortfall in the customer accounts. Both disagree about how big it is, who's responsible for filling the gap, but both of them still move the money, which makes no sense. Because suddenly, the discovery of these mistakes is swept under the rug and all the money shuffled around. So was the money actually like missing? Was it covered in the reserve account? We don't actually have a good way of knowing. But it gets even worse because one of the big events that actually led to this collapse was the Mercury migration. Mercury is yet another fintech company that confusingly markets itself as a sort of bank like Yada or Juno. On Google, it's described as Mercury Bank. And then directly underneath that, Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Clear as mud. Anyways, Mercury Bank, which is not a bank, worked with Synapse up until 2023. And they were by far the biggest client with over $3 billion in assets. But one day, they decide they don't really need Synapse. They want to work directly with Evolve. Now, that would be fine. But when you have a gap in customer funds, or might have a gap, it starts to get a little questionable because Mercury got paid out. They migrated. They got all $3 billion. Once again, Jason Mikula explains why this might be a problem.
But just because, you know, somebody was using Yada and happened to have their Yada balance assigned to Evolve versus Mercury or Nomad or Yield Street or whatever, who, you know, maybe wound down their program earlier, like there is no justifiable reason why these Yada and Juno users should be the one, you know, eating the losses just because they were sort of like the last man standing, so to speak.
Absolutely. And I think the point is, once you realize there's a shortfall, people running for the door should start to be very heavily scrutinized because exactly the problem you said, which is that it just becomes sort of like there's this moment at FTX where everyone realizes like, oh, they may not have all the money. Everyone runs for the door. Some people are just faster than others, right? And that seems to be a huge problem here where, and I don't want anyone, like at the end of the day, no end user should have to bear the brunt of this. But if you're actually thinking about what it would look like for billions of dollars to take a loss on this, maybe you're looking at maybe 95 cents on the dollar, maybe 90 cents on the dollar per customer. Whereas now we're having a lot of people get made completely whole and some people basically getting zero or maybe 10 cents on the dollar. This is like so unfair. And this even extends to Yada itself and like customers themselves. They're getting these wildly different statements where some people go, I got all my money back. Why? I don't know. It's like literally the funny thing is Yada began as lottery. It is a lottery. Congratulations, you got what you paid for because we are literally rolling the dice with whether your money is there or not. And it has nothing to do with you or your decisions, the quality of your decisions. This is literally, we put our money in the same exact place. And for reasons that are completely unrelated to us, you get no money, I get all my money back. That makes no sense. I hope by now you're grasping how gross this whole situation is. Mercury Bank got 100% of their $3 billion or whatever back, while the much smaller fintech companies are eating up to a $96 million loss. We're not exactly sure how big the shortfall is for absolutely no reason, really, other than Mercury left Synapse before it blew up. I should note, Mercury would unequivocally deny that they moved for any improper reasons or that they were at all part of the cause of this collapse. But I do think we should be skeptical of the timing of all this because in behind-the-scenes emails from Synapse to Evolve, we find out that Mercury decided to leave Synapse the same day that Evolve said there was a deficiency in the FBO account. So did Mercury find out that there were problems at Synapse before anyone else and run for the door? Or was this a very coincidental timing and they had planned it all along? I asked Mercury and they told me, quote, Mercury made the decision not to renew its contract with Synapse long before informing Synapse of the decision to terminate the relationship. also telling me, quote, having direct relationships and integrations with our partner banks was in the best interest of Mercury and our customers, clearly denying any coincidental timing. A month later, though, they also sent me another message saying Mercury has decided to end its relationship with Evolve Bank and Trust. Make of that what you will. I should also note, one of Evolve's executives left the company around the collapse, citing integrity as the reason for him leaving. Evolve Bank and Trust had no comment on this, understandably. Multiple other executives have also left the company. Now, I have extensively questioned Evolve for months about all of this, and I finally found one lead worth pursuing. Remember when Evolve noticed the shortfall? It withheld funds from Synapse. It put them in something called a reserve account. Well, throughout my conversations with Evolve, they referenced this account as if it still had money to pay people, saying that they had $43 million in reserve to pay out customers at the end of 2023. And along the way, I asked them, well, did you pay it out? You know, given that nearly $100 million may be missing, it would go a long way to fill that gap. And they told me, quote, we have provided updates regarding the reserve accounts in several of the bankruptcy hearing filings. Those hearings and filings are public. Evolve continues to hold reserve accounts on behalf of end users to be used as necessary. Which is a very unhelpful way of answering a yes or no question. Did you hand out the money? Evolve instead points me to mountains of documents in a bankruptcy hearing. But funny enough, the person in charge of that bankruptcy seems confused also about Evolve's position. This is according to the bankruptcy trustee herself. Quote, Evolve has declined to report the potential use of reserve funds to pay end users. So that's an alarming statement coming from the person whose job it is to know where the money is in a bankruptcy. On Evolve's website, they say they hold $35 million in reserve funds it will distribute if the reconciliation indicates such distributions are appropriate. But whose reconciliation? That's the whole problem, isn't it? Is it Synapse's or the one Evolve hired out that says they don't owe any extra money, right? They've been using that to disagree with everybody. So what are we talking about here? According to them, they've paid out the money. There is no shortfall, meaning the $35 million is not owed to customers and instead goes where? Well, I asked them exactly that and they responded, the funds will be handled in accordance with the relevant terms of the party's master bank services agreement, which again is not helpful. And it concerns me that maybe Evolve is trying to find a way to hold on to this money for themselves, saying that they've paid out everybody and that this is just millions of dollars extra. If they didn't think they could do that as an option, they can and should just say so directly and publicly. They did not. I was also confused about exactly how much money they had. In emails to me, they mentioned $43 million at the end of 2023. According to their website, they have $35 million right now. What happened to the $8 million difference? I asked them about this, and once again, they refused to answer, citing, quote, ongoing legal processes that prevented them from discussing it. Look, I'll tell you where the money is as soon as all the lawsuits about missing money come to a close. To be clear, I think everyone in this story should be scrutinized. But Evolve is a regulated bank, and regulated banks most of all, and people with money in their reserve accounts even more so, should be scrutinized the most. Especially since Evolve is where the shortfall started in the first place. Remember, months before anyone knew about the missing funds, them and Synapse were disagreeing about it in internal emails. So while, yes, I am in favor of a full reconciliation with all the data across all the banks, until we get that, we need to look at who still has money in this ecosystem and who had the money when all these problems first started showing up. All the while holding in our mind that, like all complicated stories, this is not just going to be a matter of one bad guy, Evolve, you know? I do think Synapse rightfully deserves plenty of blame as well, as long as we remember that Synapse is not the name people trusted and that ultimately they're in bankruptcy and can't pay more than they have anyways. The reason ultimately people, customers, trusted these fintech companies is because they saw FDIC insured slapped on the label and reasonably assumed that the regulated banks would keep them safe, and they absolutely did not. Not to mention, we can't forget about the regulators either.
We are not going to get a believable, satisfying answer about what happened here, absent some kind of litigation or congressional. Basically, people need to be under oath answering questions or producing documents in response to subpoenas before we are going to have a true idea of what happened here. Like, I would like to see, you know, Evolve leadership, Scott, Sankeet, before a congressional investigatory committee where they are testifying under oath. And the Fed, actually, for what it's worth, because the Fed absolutely asleep at the wheel, not doing its job supervising specifically Evolve. There are other regulators at play, but the Fed by far holds the most culpability here.
Yeah, that's true. Jason has a point here. As much as it's Evolve's job as a regulated bank to have the right controls in place, it's also the regulator's job to make sure all of this is happening. Now, recently, this was actually brought up and addressed directly by the Fed chairman.
In April 2024, Synapse Financial Technologies, a fintech company that provided banking as a service solutions, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Chair Powell, since the Federal Reserve Board is a supervisor of the Evolve Bank and Trust, could you provide any updates on what you're doing to ensure that my constituents receive their funds and the expected timeline for them to receive their funds?
So as their supervisor, as you point out, we've been pressing that bank to get money back to their customers, and we're actively engaged with the bank as they take steps to do so and return that money. We're deeply concerned about the complaints that we've heard and aware of concerns raised during the bankruptcy proceedings. And to the extent they're violations of law, we'll follow up on that.
Well, there you have it. The Fed is deeply concerned. Unfortunately, there's not much of substance beyond this concern. We know that Evolve does not agree they owe any more funds. So what exactly does Jerome mean when he says this?
We've been pressing that bank to get money back to their customers, and we're actively engaged with the bank as they take steps to do so and return that money.
Whose money are we talking about here? And whose reconciliation are we relying on? Are we talking about the $35 million Evolve holds in reserve to be used as necessary? Like, yeah, that'd be great, but we haven't seen it. So yes, I'm glad Jerome is concerned, deeply concerned, but concerns don't pay bills. If you really want to know how things are actually going in a way that isn't sugarcoated, just listen to the bankruptcy trustee, who in her last meeting said to the victims, quote, "I hope you get some resolution. I'm increasingly pessimistic that resolution will happen here." And that is the cold truth. Look, I don't really know how to wrap this up. I'm going to be honest. There's so many people at fault here, so many ways you could slice the blame up. And I don't know how to close it in a way that's not depressing. Like, honestly, I considered scrapping this video many times because there's not a great resolution here. It's just you can explain that something very deep has gone wrong. But what else? I mean, I can't tell you that the funds are magically going to appear. At some point, though, I realized if I didn't report on it, it's kind of like erasing the experience of all these people who've slipped through the cracks of a regulatory system built to protect them and that didn't and is now trying to forget that they exist. So I'm making this in the hopes of just bringing Evolve to the table to spend tens of millions of their reserve funds on the people who deserve it. I also hope it gets more regulatory attention and forces all the banks to the table to share their data and ultimately pay their fair share. But until then, I will be honest, it is a very grim picture. And I'm afraid the people who we've spoken to, there is a real chance that they won't get justice here. Until then, all we can do is tell their stories and honor them.
I was putting all this money into the savings account with the hopes of one day being able to purchase a house. And I was getting close to that goal up until everything was frozen.
I don't have a consistent paycheck that I can plan off of. So that's kind of my money to make sure that I make it through to when I can actually make money again. And so I don't lose my house, don't lose my car. You know, I can pay all my bills on time. It's very, very important for me to have that fund behind me.
Money's already tight in this day and age, so to not have access to that large of a sum of money is pretty depressing.
And initially when it hit, it was just like, oh, I'm out $20,000. But now that time has gone like by, I realize that it's not just the money that's gone, it's the time that I put in to make that money. And it's just a waste of time at the end of the day, like multiple years of my life.
I've been in not great health for a couple of years now. I'm recovering from a surgery to remove kidney cancer. I've got chronic pain from two car accidents and a hip surgery, a thyroid condition, polyp in my gallbladder, et cetera, et cetera. This money, the $53,000, was part of a settlement from the car accident. I've been selling stock from my inheritance to pay bills rather than using this money, which was supposed to be for day-to-day expenses and rent.
I consistently put same amount every paycheck this whole time. And I never touched the money because that's what it was, like emergency fund. And funny enough, this year, everything happened. The house had issues. My mom got sick. I mean, the list goes on. And it's so funny how the 1 year I actually need the money, I don't have it. So yeah, that money meant a lot. And it's been difficult. It's been difficult for sure.
Hi, quick update. After recording and pressing Evolve for months, they finally provided a public update saying they found more money at their bank belonging to customers and they sent it out. They declined to say how much was found or whether they used the reserve account to pay it. But from public reports, some are getting paid back fully, others a little bit, and others are still getting nothing. Evolve is now offering to help the financial costs of a full reconciliation across all banks, which is a credit to them, but it's unclear whether that's going to happen. It's all left me wondering how it's possible for banks to find customer funds they've had for almost a year but didn't know they had. Either way, I hope this gets resolved soon. I hope Evolve finds the rest soon, or somebody does, and they use that reserve fund to make people whole. These people have waited long enough. Thanks for watching. That's the last update I have.